This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for coming by the show. We're going to have an exciting show, as I've been focusing in on for the past several weeks. I've been focusing very much so on veterans issues. As many of you know who've been listening to my show for quite some time, I'm a veteran, served in the Marine Corps. And I think that even as the wars are ending, as other things are happening, as we're not hearing about veteran issues as much, we want to keep this in the news. We want to keep, you know, veteran issues and veterans getting employed, veterans starting businesses, veterans getting the care that they deserve. We want to keep that in the forefront of the conscience of the American people and keep it going. I've got two guests in studio with me. I've got Philip Sella. He is the program manager of a program called the VA Accelerator. It's a program from the Department of Veteran Affairs that focuses on entrepreneurship and employment, and you can find it at vaaccelerator.com. I also have in studio Sid Goodfriend. He is founder and chairman of a program called American Corporate Partners, and they have a unique program where they are partnering with a number of different corporations around the nation and doing mentorship to help veterans get mentored, to help them find careers, and also start maybe businesses and everything else. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on Fed Access. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sid, let me start off with you. ACP, American Corporate Partners. And me and you had a conversation before where I was getting a little background about your organization after I found it on the web. Found it to be very, very interesting. You know, your story was really kind of interesting in terms of your background and then how you got involved in terms of starting American Corporate Partners. Talk to me about that and give me the background.
Well, I never served in the military. My father fought in Korea. He didn't have a choice. And I just grew up as a New York City kid, went to college and business school, and found myself in a Wall Street career. And I was a very, very lucky guy. I happened to work for a great firm at Merrill Lynch, where I spent more than 18 years. I spent a total of about 25 years on Wall Street. And I decided in my mid-40s that I wanted to do something different. Wasn't really sure what it was going to be. And so I quit my job and decided I would take about a year trying to figure it out. And came upon one general conclusion. The conclusion that I had was is that I was able to develop a reasonably good career on Wall Street. Some might say a great career on Wall Street. In large part, not just because I worked hard, not just because I had a good education, but because of the mentors I had in my career, the people who helped tell me what not to do as much as what I should do, and hopefully quietly enough to try to make improvements in me.
Right.
And I had these mentors throughout my career, and I'm sure I wouldn't be sitting here without them. So when I was looking back and thinking about what I wanted to do, I figured, well, maybe I could try to make a contribution. And when you're 46 or so years old, you're not going to sign up for boot camp in the Army. At least they wouldn't want me. So, but one thing I did know is I did know a lot of people at large companies. I'd been a banker, an investment banker, as a coverage officer to Fortune 100 companies. And I'd done a lot of work with PepsiCo and with IBM and with GE and with Xerox and a whole bunch of other companies. And I figured, wouldn't it be neat if we could kind of create a program where senior level employees at big companies would each mentor a returning service person, a person who was coming back from a military career and was thinking about how to transition into a civilian career. And maybe we could ease that transition a little bit by assigning them a mentor for a year, a person who had been in corporate job for 8 years or 15 years or so, and try to make the transition a little bit easier. And that's what we developed, and that's what American Corporate Partners is all about.
Wow. You know, when you started and got this whole philosophy, how long has it been running for now? I mean, how long have you been?
We launched the program in 2008.
Okay.
At the time we launched, we had a handful of companies. At the end of the year, we launched around Labor Day. In the end of 2008, we had about 140 veterans, each being mentored by a mentor. So we had 140 mentors and 140 veterans, obviously 140 pairs. Today, as we speak here, a few years later, we have north of 1,800 pairs around the country. We have 1,800 veterans, each being mentored by a business executive from companies all over the country. And our veterans are coming really from all over the country, large towns and small.
You know, when we were talking, you mentioned kind of the first beginning heydays of starting the program of about, you know, the first people who you got involved in terms of first companies and then the expansion of this. What I found to be interesting is that, you know, your program is not necessarily funded necessarily by donations or anything else. Your program is you're getting companies to come in and they will say, listen, we want to be a part of this program. We'll provide the people. And we'll also provide some of the funding. Talk a little bit more about how the program runs in terms of getting companies involved.
Well, when I was thinking about what type of job I wanted to create for myself and what type of business, one of the things I didn't want to do was have to raise money for the rest of my life.
Right.
Raising money from your friends is very tiring.
Tough business.
And you can lose a lot of friends pretty quickly if you're hitting them all up to attend a dinner.
Right.
A lot of folks in your audience attend these dinners all the time, and they're writing checks, or they're being asked to do this. And to do that occasionally, it's one thing, but I didn't want to do that. The beauty of American Corporate Partners is we're just really an enabling organization. It doesn't take a lot of funds to do this. What we're doing is we're linking senior employees from IBM or Deloitte or Boeing or PepsiCo or GE, and we're linking them up with folks who have served, who are coming home. Some of them are older, some of them are younger, and we're pairing them up. We're monitoring those pairs. And we're trying to assist in this mentorship. But it doesn't take a lot of funding. What it does take is it takes a lot of commitment on behalf of the mentors. It takes a fair amount of time. And we try to treat this seriously. It's a real obligation. When a mentor signs up, we expect him to try to follow through.
You know, with the mentorship program, and there's two different dynamics, what I hear out there. Sometimes people are mentors and they have several different people under them and they're trying to work, you know, with several different people, advising them this, that, and the other. The uniqueness of your program is that you're talking about one mentor for one veteran, right?
Well, we are. But think about it. I'll give you a quick example. Rupert Murdoch, who's chairman of News Corp, is a mentor in our program.
Okay.
He's actually on his third guy.
Okay.
We don't advertise this much. He's not doing this for publicity. He's doing it because he wants to set the tone at News Corp. And he okay. wants News Corp folks to believe that if the chairman can get involved, then the rest of them should think about
right.
it. So now, Rupert Murdoch, the mentoring program is designed so that each veteran in the program is expected to have one significant discussion or meeting a month for a year. So it's a year-long program, roughly 12 meetings. Now, Rupert Murdoch is not going to have the time, because he's traveling all the time, he's not going to have the time to be in New York City to mentor his guy once a month. But the beauty of him, and I just use him as an example, but you know, we don't have 1,800 Rupert Murdochs. We've got a whole bunch of executives from different companies. They don't have to do it all themselves.
Mm.
But these guys, if you're at IBM or Pepsi or UPS or something like that, you know all these people in your own company. So you're responsible for making sure that meeting happens, even if you don't do it yourself. So you could be a mid-level executive at IBM here in DC, and your veteran, we call the veterans in our program, we call them proteges. He might have an interest in marketing. So the IBM guy says to a buddy of his in marketing at IBM, hey, I'm mentoring this fellow. He served two tours in Iraq. He's not really looking for anything, but he's trying to understand different careers. Would you take him out to breakfast?
Right.
And if a friend of yours at a big company said, got a guy's two tours in Iraq and I'm trying to help him transition, would you take him to breakfast and buy him some eggs and a cup of coffee? You almost never hear a no.
Right, sure. It's like, yeah,
people say,
anytime.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I can hire the guy, but I'd
right.
be happy to meet with him
right.
and maybe we can help him out.
Right.
And that's what the beauty of this program is. It's allowing the mentor to use his network
okay.
of his colleagues and his friends. You know, you might be an IBMer, but you might have a friend who works at Pepsi. And you might introduce them to your friend, or you might have a friend here at the VA, or a friend who started a franchise, and he started with one Burger King franchise, and now he's got 20.
Right.
So many of these people are connected, and what we're doing is we're expanding the networks of the veterans by introducing them to one mentor and asking the mentor to open up his or her network to the veteran community.
With the mentorship process, and you see it's a year process, and I want to kind of get a little bit later on to the show about how you find veterans and how you kind of screen out their involvement. But with the mentor process, you know, are they reporting back to you saying, hey, listen, we did that? I mean, how do you keep that quality assurance going on?
We have quality assurance in several ways. The first one is that the companies have to approve each person being a mentor.
Okay. So the companies are the ones
the
going
companies
and say, we're going to
who,
bring in
right. So we don't have the capacity to vet the mentors.
Okay.
And I'm using the word vet loosely here, of course. But we don't have the ability to screen the mentors for quality to make sure that they truly work at that company.
Okay.
So we have a second program for those in your audience who might have an interest in getting engaged. But the first mentoring program is if you're not an employee at one of our partners, it's tough for you to be a mentor because we don't know who you are.
Sure.
We have no reason to know whether you're good at what you do or you're trying to take advantage of an unsuspecting person who served.
So the company is basically trying to make sure they got some good people part of your program.
Yep. Okay. And so they've got to take it seriously. And we will not work with a company that just wants to write us a check. And I know it sounds unusual. We had a pharmaceutical company offer me a big check and said, here's your check, but we're not going to give you any mentors because we don't want them to take their time away from what they're doing. And of course, I'm not going to mention the pharma company here on the radio, but it was a big company, one of the biggest in the world. And I said to him, you know, I don't need the money that bad.
Right.
What I want is the judgment and wisdom of your people.
Right.
And if it's not worth it for you to ask your people to donate maybe an hour, a month of their time,
then forget about it.
Then, you know, sorry, thanks, yeah. I'll go elsewhere.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is all about enabling an organization to do what their employees probably want to do anyway,
right?
But they didn't know how to get around to doing it.
Right.
So many people in this country want to contribute to those who've served. They don't want to just write a check. They want to actually contribute.
Right.
And we've got hundreds and hundreds of people who want to start a small business, who maybe came out, they enlisted, they came out after 10 years, they're not going back to college on the GI Bill at the age of 28 or 29. They know what they can do. It might be tough to get a job at a big company. And what they're doing is over and over and over again, they're starting a small business and they want some help. They want review of a business plan. They want to understand how to handle payroll. They want to understand how to get funding.
Right.
You know, how to maybe create a logo or market. These guys in our program are helping these vets every step of the way. And it's really wonderful to see.
We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, Phil, I want to bring you into this discussion because you've got a couple different perspectives, both being a veteran, a current serving in the military, in the Army National Guard, kind of serving in special forces and doing other things. And you're also running this program from the VA Accelerator. And I want to kind of bring both of you into this discussion of where we're going with veterans. We're talking about veterans and getting veterans jobs, getting veterans mentorships to help them find careers, getting them opportunities in order to help them start businesses and helping them to become entrepreneurs. We're talking to Sid Goodfriend. He is founder and chairman of American Corporate Partners. And we're talking to Philip Sella. He's program manager of the VA Accelerator, a Department of Veteran Affairs program. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access. We are talking about veterans and veteran issues, something that I'm trying to keep in the news cycle. But we're talking about veterans and veterans employment, what I call a double E, veteran employment and veteran entrepreneurship, making sure that veterans who are coming back from Afghanistan, Iraq, or veterans who have served in prior service wars in Vietnam and in Korea, in the Persian Gulf, in every other conflict, but making sure that they come out and they're successful, whether beginning mentorships, helping them find careers, helping them start their own small businesses. We're talking to two good people. Sid Goodfriend, he is the founder and chairman of American Corporate Partners. It's a special mentorship program. And Sid, what's the website for you guys so we can make sure we get it out?
It's www.acp-usa.org.
Okay.
acp-usa.org.
And you heard the website, but you can also do a Google search on American Corporate Partners and it'll come up, or on any search, Google, Bing, or whatever the case is. But we're also talking to Philip Sella. He is a program manager for the VA Accelerator. It's a program that is out there. You can find it at vaaccelerator.com, but it's a program from the Department of Veteran Affairs that helps people with employment and entrepreneurship, providing them tutoring and also mentorship and everything else. Phil, you kind of heard what American Corporate Partners is doing, and I know me and you have had conversations conversations, because I've had you on Fed Access before in terms of what's going on. You've got a unique perspective in terms of being that veteran who came out of a world of being deployed. You've been a small business owner. You've had to move away from your business. You've worked in corporate America. From what you're hearing and what you're doing at the VA Accelerator, and then what you're hearing with American Corporate Partners, is the need out there in terms of that mentorship, is that the strong need out there that you're also seeing?
Absolutely. And first, I want to say thanks, Sid, for putting the American Corporate Partners together, because it's really filling a big void or cavern that the veterans didn't have before. And what you're finding is that, you know, veterans, the veterans are going to gravitate back to their support system or back to their homes where they originally came from after their deployments or after their commitment on active service. And they're looking for a way to begin a career, to begin a business, and really to begin their life. And what American Corporate Partners is providing is really that network that's local, you know, that can be able to support them.
With the VA Accelerator, what are you guys doing? And I mean, I know you started, came up with this philosophy of the VA Accelerator. What is the VA Accelerator doing in terms of helping those veterans who are also coming back and providing them the services?
Well, the VA Accelerator is also a nationwide effort provided by the Department of Veterans Affairs. And there's 4 areas and 57 regions that the veterans' rehabilitation employment is scattered out in. Hundreds of case managers and veteran staff that's helping the veterans sorting through whether to go down a career or to go have self-employment. And what the VA Accelerator does is it provides a structured way for the veterans to engage. And part of that structured way is curriculums for both self-employment and employment.
And with the curriculum, they can get that. What are they coming online, or they're doing the process through, you know, sitting with the person? I mean, walk us through a veteran who came to your program. How would they walk through it?
Yeah, a typical veteran, again, they could be scattered out through the United States, and we're working with veterans who are throughout the United States and all different types of business ideas. And what they're doing is the program itself is based around self-paced curriculums with supporting webinars, and then the connection to that we're building out to mentor programs where they can work with the local, you know, local experts and on really how to run their business or how to foster a career.
You know,
and this is where I see that ACP really provides a component to the VA Accelerator that wasn't there before.
You know, and when I'm looking at this, and I remember when I came out of the military, out of Marine Corps, and you go through TAPS, and I think, you know, anybody who's experienced TAPS knows, you know, TAPS is what it is. And a lot of times you come out of military, and whether you came out of the enlisted ranks or came out of the officer ranks, sometimes you're very, very confused about where you want to go with your career. You know, I know one thing we talked about is kind of career assessments. I know, Sia, you talked about that as well. You know, I've been a career counselor for quite some time after I came out of the military and kind of went in that dynamic. And I have always found that to be important, that a person has to self-assess, you know, after they experience certain things. What's your thoughts on that? And Sid, I'll go to you first. I mean, have you found that to be a fundamental tool?
We have. But there's an angle to this that I think is worth mentioning for a moment. I've been working on this program. We've worked with thousands of folks who've come back in the last few years. And time and again, they're telling us that when they're going through these transition programs, they're just not ready.
Hmm. And when you say not ready,
they're not ready to think about a job and a career. There's a young guy I've gotten to know, and he separated out of near Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
He spent 6 months as a commercial fisherman in Alaska because he wanted to get paid for what he caught, and he wanted to sleep when he wanted to sleep. He'd been through so much that he wanted 6 months to earn a living. Right. He wanted to decompress.
Right, sure.
And, you know, God, if I went through that, I'd probably want more than 6 months. Right. You know, some people need to get reacquainted with their families. They're not necessarily ready at that time to sit down and think about a resume or how to interview.
Right.
Now, as a country, yeah, it's a little tough to manage because the VA has these programs. The Army and the other branches have these programs. They're terrific when you're separating. After you've been out for 6 months, a year or two, you don't have the same connection typically.
Right.
So when we're finding people, they're coming into our program for the most part after they've been out for several months.
Okay.
And, you know, typically what happens is that, and this isn't really unusual at all, and I was discussing this today when I was meeting with some folks at the Pentagon. If you work for a big company, just imagine any big company, and let's assume that you weren't real happy. What you don't do is quit your job, sit on your sofa for 6 months, right?
And decompress.
Decompress, right. And then think about what you want to do for a living.
Sure.
Right? What you do if you work at a big company and you're not happy, maybe you talk to somebody in the company about maybe transferring.
Right.
But what typically happens is you start interviewing. You find out what else might be available. You might call in sick one morning when you're really interviewing. You take a personal day and you interview and you meet a whole bunch of people. And 3, 6, 9 months later, you get that job. You walk into your boss's office and say, "Boss, I've had a great time. Thank you so much. But I'm leaving."
Right.
"I'll be gone in 2 weeks."
Right.
Now, if you're in Afghanistan, and you know you're getting out in 5 months, you're not able to network and start thinking about your career.
Right.
You still have a mission to do, right? You've got to keep yourself alive.
Right.
You've got to complete the mission. You got to work keeping your buddies alive.
Right.
And even if you did want to think about a career, you're not able to network all that well.
Because you're in Afghanistan.
Because you're in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
So what happens is the guys come back, and for the first time, boom, they're unemployed. So now they're unemployed. They go through a program. And we're not here to criticize or comment on any of these programs. They're probably as good as they can be. That's not our mission.
Right.
We have a total bipartisan. We don't have an agenda. But 3 months out, 6 months out, what are we going to do to help these folks think about a career? And that's really what we've been focusing on, is helping them think about their transition when they're ready to handle it. So we have people who've been out for a couple weeks, and we have people who are still in, but they know they're getting out.
Right.
And we have people that have been out for a couple years.
Right.
And we'll take them all.
Phil, you had that experience in terms of, you know, having to leave. How long were you deployed? I know you told me the story one time.
Well, I was after 9/11. I was called up for 3 times. It totaled about 53 months.
Right, and coming out of that environment, you know, when you're coming out, I mean, did you find that to be the same case? That you're not, you know, you need decompression time, and of course, America says get back on your feet and go get a job. But I mean, what did you find?
Well, for me, there was a lot of challenges because one is I was a small business owner, and so I had to completely stop my business, you know, twice, and then the second time, and each time I was also a father of two, so I had to find employment relatively fast. You know, I took off my uniform one day, and the next day I wasn't getting a check from the Army, and I had to figure out what am I going to do. So that was that's a challenge that a lot of, in particular, Guardsmen and Reservists face, is that challenge. And going back to what Sid was saying is that, you know, a lot of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, they can't be expected to know where their career is going to be, you know, 2 years down the road when they're taken off the uniform, you know, that Friday.
Sure.
And so they need time to think about it. And that's one of the things that the VA did think about with the VA Accelerator, is they understood that the veteran is going to participate at wherever they're at in their intersect of life, and depending upon where they're at and what they decide to do and what path they want to go down.
Right. I need to take a quick break, gentlemen. We'll be right back. I want to talk about, you know, I saw the Daily Show thing on that. I want to talk about that because that was really, really interesting. And I want to also talk about kind of, you know, you guys are both kind of innovators in terms of what you're doing, you know, in terms of programs, you know, whether it be the mentorship piece, you know, whether it be the online piece in terms of providing self-paced courses and actually having a one-on-one mentorship relationship. I kind of want to talk about it. And I think we can have a conversation of where do we go from here? Because I think we've all seen where things are broken in terms of the VA and everything else. You know, where do we go from here? Is it, can you know, you've got 1,800 mentors. Is that the plan? You know, we got millions of veterans who need help. You know, how do we serve all of these veterans who need help? I mean, how do we get this out of here? I mean, we're serving these good portions, but there's a whole block of people who still need that help. And how do we get to that point right there? You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. George. I'm talking with two distinguished people. Sid Goodfriend, he is the founder and chairman of American Corporation. Corporate Partners. And you can do a Google search on American Corporate Partners, and we'll mention the website in a few more minutes. And then Philip Sella, he is a program manager of a Department of Veteran Affairs program called the VA Accelerator. And we're talking to them about veteran issues, about what I call the double E, employment and entrepreneurship of veterans. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we're having an interesting conversation about veteran issues. And I've been, you know, harping on veteran issues for the past several shows. I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm going to keep on keeping this out there. Not going to make every show about veteran issues, but we're going to keep the issues in the forefront of the American conscience. Because I think, you know, in terms of being veterans, those who have sacrificed a great deal of energy, time, resources, the family commitments and everything else also need to be taken care of by a country and everything else. With all of that, we've got two people in studio right now who are focused in on veteran issues. Sid Goodfriend, he is the founder and chairman of a program called American Corporate Partners, where they are doing mentorship, bringing corporations in, and then bringing people who are mid-level, senior level executives, all the way up to maybe a chairman, a Rupert Murdoch, and he's going to tell you an interesting story about somebody even on TV, and where they're going out and doing mentorship. And then we also have Philip Sella. He's in studio with us as well. He runs a program called the VA Accelerator, which is a program that provides self-paced courses on entrepreneurship and also in employment, helping people learn some of the soft skills and some of the hard skills that need to be learned in order to walk into either a private sector environment, government environment, nonprofit environment, or whatever kind of environment they need to walk into, or to help them start their own business. In this dynamic, Sid, I saw on the website, I was looking at the website before we got started, I saw this Jon Stewart, the Daily Show. You know, he's a comedian and everything else, well known. You guys are working with him on something. Talk about that real quick.
He's just a great guy. If you see Jon on TV, he's a brilliant comedian, but he's very committed to this cause. I was introduced to him by a mutual friend at the end of last year, and we had a discussion, and he said, you know, I might be able to be a mentor, and typically our mentors come from our companies, but of course, in John's case, we make an exception. But he said, you know, I'd like to do something more than that. I don't want the publicity, so I don't really want to make it look like we're doing this for anything other than just the right reasons, so we got to keep it quiet. And he only allowed us to post it online a couple days ago. What John decided to do, and we're working, for those in your audience, we're working with another nonprofit organization on this called The Mission Continues, started by a really great guy, Eric Greitens. And John got Eric and me together, and he said, listen, what I want to do is I want to create a veteran immersion program. I want to take 20, 25 vets and simulate an internship. What so many people have when they come into our businesses, they have an internship. Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't, but they use that as a way to understand different fields. And then they gravitate towards the field that's of most interest to them, where their skills fit. So we spent some time thinking about this with John during the winter. And Jon Stewart is not just the guy you see on TV. Jon Stewart created an 8-week veteran immersion program. Wow. We had 24 vets in the New York area, officers, enlisted, black, white, all different types. They had to apply. So we picked the people that we thought would get the most out of the experience. It was a full day in the beginning with every different aspect of The Daily Show. And then a series of nightly meetings. And to give you a sense, the show's finished taping pretty much at 6:30, 7 o'clock. They all go home typically. On Wednesday nights for 7 weeks in a row, staff of The Daily Show stayed till 9, 10 o'clock, working in different segments with a group of vets on different topics. One might be production, one might be lighting, one might be editing. It culminated last night with a career fair where John uses connections and got some of the biggest media companies in the country to come to a studio, jobs in hand, interviewing a bunch of these folks. And these folks will come away with not just a job, but hopefully a career and possibly even more than one offer. It's an amazing example of what I consider leading by example. John didn't want publicity. He didn't want this to be on TV that, hey, I'm doing this because it's a good thing for me to be doing. For those in your audience who follow The Daily Show, John's actually leaving the show for a few months to film and direct a movie. Mm-hmm. And given all that and given everything what's going on, he still found time to do this over an 8-week period. He Wow. structured the whole thing. He worked every day on this. It wasn't like he wanted to do it and just gave it to some intern or self to figure
Yeah,
out.
Sure.
Staff The Daily Show is just great.
you know, when you hear about a program, you hear about that kind of commitment to veterans. And, you know, me and you had an interesting discussion. Do you get a sense that there are a number of people who have that same level of commitment and who want to give that kind of time and energy? And what are you finding that's holding them back? Or are you hearing more about these companies who just want to just give money? I mean, because you're talking to people all the time about getting people involved. I mean, where are you at the conversation? What are you hearing the most?
What we hear the most is that so many Americans who have not served in the military themselves want to find a way to say thank you,
okay,
want to find a way to give back, but they are tired of just being asked to write a check to a cause that they may or may not be really connected with.
Right, sure.
And this isn't to knock some of the greatest charities in this country or nonprofits who raise money for great causes.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of people want to do that, but a lot of people want to find another way to contribute. They don't want to just make backpacks to send over to some guys overseas. They want to feel that they can really try to have impact in a person's life. Our program isn't for everybody, but we find time and again, people are saying to us, I've gotten more out of this program as a mentor than the veterans gotten out of this.
Hmm.
Now, some of these folks, they didn't serve. They might have nephews or nieces who do,
right,
or a neighbor's kid who's serving.
Right.
Or they might have seen some spot on TV and felt real bad for these guys. Most of the people just want to say thanks.
Right.
This is just about the only nonprofit. American Corporate Partners is one of the few nonprofits out there where the giver, which is the mentor, and the receiver, who's the veteran, neither one view it as a charity.
Mm.
Think about it. We got a nonprofit and nobody in it views it as a charity.
Right.
How unusual is that, right?
Right.
So the mentor is just saying thanks to a guy who helped provide freedom for the mentor and his kids and his family and allowed him to pursue a career wherever he might be.
Right.
The veteran's not looking at this as a charity. He's not looking for a handout or something. He's not looking for a gift bag or free baseball tickets. He's just looking for a little bit of a network advantage because he really hasn't been able to build that while he's off doing all this hard work outside the country.
Right.
So no one in the program views it as a charity, which is kind of a neat thing.
You know, Phil, when I'm thinking about the VA Accelerator, and I know I've looked at the courses and looked at some of the curriculum and everything else, and it sounds like it's a direct match in terms of matching a veteran who could say, start on the VA Accelerator, start learning some of these courses, and then connect with a mentor from ACP or wherever the case is. And then you've got the best of both worlds where you're learning and you're going through the self-paced thing, but then you've got this. I mean, it sounds like is that where you wanted to go with her?
Well, that's Derek. That's the vision of the VA Accelerator. First off, the VA Accelerator is truly a blended learning environment. It combines. There's some self-paced. There's virtual discussions. They're working with facilitators that are tied to businesses. There's webinars part of that. It's a whole blended learning environment that really is there for the veteran wherever they're located. And then, business is local, careers are local, and you really need to have that local relationship with the person, you know, that can guide them through the different parts of entrepreneurship as well as or their career. And so the VA Accelerator has always been tagged as, you know, it's accelerate your career, accelerate your business, accelerate your life. And that's really what it's been. That's when been its focus.
You know, in terms of, and I like what you just said about maybe people wanting, you know, people come to parades and people give money, but people saying, hey, listen, I want to find a way to give back and give time and maybe mentor everything else. You know, I was talking about, we've got millions of veterans out there who are coming back or who are going to be leaving. The Defense Department has already talked about, you know, budget cuts. You know, I was in a meeting about the Marine Corps, and the Marine Corps went to 200-something thousand, is going to downsize back to, when I was in the Marine Corps, about 188,000, which is a dynamic, which is a number of Marines going to have to get out of the military and everything else. Maybe you wanted to stay, maybe not, but you've got to start finding another path. What do we do for this large amount of veterans who are out there and who need the help? I mean, you've got the self-paced courses that they can get online. You've got the mentor. I mean, but how do we really help the large numbers who seem to be falling through the cracks?
Well, that's something I've been concerned about for a long time. Let me give you just a couple numbers as I see them. I've got a mentoring program of roughly 2,000 people. And it's nice, you know, it's 2,000 people more than we would have without it. But in terms of numbers, Department of Defense tells me there are going to be 200,000 people who leave the military this year alone.
Hmm.
And the next 4 years is the same number. So over a five-year period, we're going to have 1 million people leave the military. Some are leaving for normal transitions. Right. Some are leaving because we're winding down the war efforts. Some are leaving due to budget cuts. It doesn't matter. We got 1 million people leaving. And since 9/11, we've had 2 million people serve and leave.
Right.
Okay? So what do? We got a basket of 3 million people. So we took the ACP mentoring program. And by the way, if you're out in the audience and you're listening, and you're listening in and say, hey, this is pretty neat, but how can I get involved? Here's how you do it. Jot this down or go to our website.
Right.
We created a second program. It's called ACP AdvisorNet. ACP AdvisorNet, the URL is acp-advisornet.org. Or you can go to our main website or you can just Google it. ACP AdvisorNet is a free online community of advisors and veterans. We offer advice, and the advisors are from big companies, small companies. We have a guy, we have an advisor from the IRS. He might be a little distracted today, but
right, sure.
We have an advisor from the IRS. We have guys who are retired from major oil companies. We have a guy who's in a school district in Westchester who's got 40 years experience. We have small company entrepreneurs. We have more than 500 General Electric employees have signed on to give advice online. So if you're in the audience and you want to get engaged and you want to do it in a way that you can manage the time. You can go online for 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes a month. We don't sell ads. We don't sell data. You won't be ever marketed to. It's not like some social community where we're going to sell it, take it public or something. This is purely designed. It's been fully funded, so we don't need any money. We monitor the posts in real time. You can only focus, though, on three areas. So if you're in the audience and you'd like to participate, we only want questions and answers on employment for veterans, career guidance for them, and small business advice. We had one guy who was on a ship in the Mediterranean. He's an enlisted sailor.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a ship. He's getting out in a few months to get married. And he has a question, is an online degree as good as an in-person degree? Because he was thinking about coming back. Which one is he going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're on a ship in the Mediterranean, you're thinking about career choices, who are you going to ask?
Right.
And I'm not making fun of the other guys on the ship, but that's a pretty small group of people to be asking.
Right.
He asked this question online. And if you go on to our site and you hit popular, you'll find the question from Michael Colonita. And there are hundreds of questions like it. Michael got answers from Farmers Insurance, Aon, from Pepsi, from Johnson & Johnson, from teachers, from small business people. He got 20, 30 answers. Different perspectives. And the funny thing is, he got an answer from a guy, I can mention the company's name because he's posting, got an answer from an executive at PepsiCo. And everybody's saying you got to go for the in-person degree. And the guy from Pepsi said, it's a really interesting discussion. I've been in the business 31 years, and I graduated from the University of Phoenix. We created an adjunct to this ACP AdvisorNet, and if you're interested, you can actually sign on and be a mentor and raise your hand and say, I'm willing to be contacted. And we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these. We have guys who are currently deployed who are connecting with people now. So when they come home, they'll actually have their mentors lined up for them.
Okay.
Again, it's totally free. Okay. It's called ACP AdvisorNet. There are no gimmicks. You might not trust us by listening to us on the radio, but Google us. You can do a little research.
Right,
you can find it. It's a pure nonprofit.
But we won't put
and
anything
And it's a way to
there.
Connect Americans with those who serve.
And we wouldn't put anything on FedAccess that you can't trust, so you can trust it. Need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we've only got a few minutes to wrap the show up. But when we come back, I want to continue this discussion because, you know, you guys are on a track of how do we help other people. And it may be the online. It may be the dynamic of kind of creating more of an online mentorship or online things that every veteran can maybe just jump on, get advice. I'm not sure, but I want to kind of keep this conversation going because I think this conversation starts leading to other conversations in terms of trying to solve some of these veteran issues. We're talking about veteran issues, employment and entrepreneurship, getting veterans hired, getting them with careers, not just getting them a job, but getting them careers, getting them small businesses that they can help build back America and everything else. We're talking to Sid Goodfriend. He is a founder and chairman of American Corporate Partners. You can find that online. Just Google it. And we're talking to Philip Sella. He is the program manager of the VA Accelerator. And you can also find that online if you Google it. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to FedAccess with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, you definitely have to go back to the other segments and listen to what's going on. But we're talking about veteran issues. We're talking about veteran employment and entrepreneurship. And in that dynamic, we're talking about two interesting programs. The VA Accelerator, that's run by the Department of Veteran Affairs. And Philip Sella, he's in studio with us. He's a program manager of that and American Corporate Partners. And Sid Goodfriend, he is the chairman and the founder and chairman of American Corporate Partners. They do mentorship. VA Accelerator provides an online self-paced dynamic that can teach you about entrepreneurship and employment. Both great programs that I believe everybody can use. You know, I talked about the issues, and we were just talking about numbers, about 3 million in about 5 years that of veterans who are going to need some assistance. You know, TAP is not sufficient. The VA seems to be a little bit overwhelmed and everything else. Phil, as you're going forward and think about, is the solution the virtual world? I mean, I know your platform can be used on tablets and phones. Is that part of the solution?
I think that's got to be part of the solution, but I think it's a combination of both the blended learning and the virtual environment tied into local careers, local businesses. And it's got to be the combination.
So you're saying by itself is not enough, that you still need that mentorship, that somebody to talk to, that somebody who can maybe guide you, answer some questions.
I think that is the ingredient to success.
You know, with all of that, did you find that you had were you missing mentors? I mean, for you, you know, I mean, because you've come out of a number of dynamics. You were enlisted, then you went officer. You started your own businesses. You did a lot of different things. Did you find that that was something that you had or something that you wish you did have?
Well, I've been fortunate in a couple areas. In both the corporate side, I had some very strong mentors when I was in management consulting, and as an officer being deployed over the last decade, I've really been fortunate to have some fantastic mentors.
And you find that to be a pivotal change. So what I'm hearing, and this is what we're kind of talking about, it seems as if that seems to be a conversation that we need, whether it be, and I don't know if you're talking about this at the Pentagon today, and maybe there's reception on that, Sid. Was that the case? I mean, it seems to be that we need to start saying to DOD, VA, or whoever the case is, that even while you're in the military, when you're getting out, we need these mentorship programs. We need these relationships that people can talk to, and that talking to can sometimes lead a person to open a door and then go from there.
Well, we've been pretty lucky. I started working with folks in the Army a few years ago. And anytime you meet somebody for the first time, there's a little get-to-know-you period. I spent today and yesterday with different folks, some of the most senior folks in the U.S. Army, and we found nothing but great receptivity to what we're doing.
Okay.
You know, there is, I think there is one general conclusion. No one has got the answer. Everybody can mean well and try hard, but not one group has the answer. We happen to have a really nice dialogue with the VA, and I respect a great deal of what they're doing, but they can't do it all. You got 3 million people to help.
Right.
Okay? The Department of Labor, it's great people, hardworking people there. They can't do it all either, and neither can one company.
Right.
So the nice thing about when we've been working with the Army is, my view is, the private sector is a component to the answer, not the answer. Mm-hmm. It's not a threat to replace the VA, for God's means. I mean, we're not trying to do that. We're trying to add an ingredient to try to bring success to the guys who serve.
Force multiplier. Yeah.
So just think, we got 300 million Americans out there, right? If you had a million of 300 million in the private sector, people started small businesses, people who've retired, and they said, I want to give back a little bit of time. Think what we can do as a country. All we got to do is create a system where the guy who's retired and is a retired accountant and he's living in, you know, some nice suburb outside of Baltimore, and he's figuring, okay, I'd like to give back. I'm not going to teach a class necessarily. I want to do it on my own schedule. But you can go online. He can answer questions now. And he can volunteer to be a mentor and use Skype and iChat and phones and email and figure out a way to make it work.
You know, I think with that note, we've got to close it up. But I think you hit it on the right moment in terms of saying, you know, that million dynamic of getting people involved, the mentorship, giving back. It doesn't have to require money. It just requires a little time, a little of what you have learned, some of your experience and education and training, and then give that back to a veteran. And then, you know, we kind of keep on paying it forward and then helping each other. I want to give the websites, American Corporate Partners website.
is www.acp-usa.org.
Or Google it, American Corporate Partners, the VA Accelerator.
It's www.vaaccelerator.com.
Sid Goodfriend, he's the founder and chairman of American Corporate Partners. Philip Sella, he is the program manager of the VA Accelerator, Department of Veteran Affairs program. Both of them are working. If you're a veteran out there, look up these programs. They're both ways to get involved. You can become a person, become a protege, or you can get on to the VA Accelerator and start taking some courses and everything else. If you're a person who wants to give your time, if you're a company who's out there, defense contractor, whoever out there, an insurance company, whoever, if you're listening out there and you say, we want to help out, then you can also contact American Corporate Partners and they'll be happy. They don't want your money. They want your people to help out and give mentorship. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on Fed Access.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.